This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. It's What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and for Scotty today, a little under the weather. Brought to you by our friends at North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? And when you look at total state economic impact, $40-plus billion. Employment, 59,000-plus total jobs, $4.5 billion in wages paid. Property taxes in 2020 alone in McKenzie County generated $44.3 million. It's true. You want to find out more? Go to ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Boy, North Dakota has something going there, I'll tell you what. And I can't imagine living out in the western part of the state and being, you know, in the Bakken, being in the energy industry and having to deal with what you've been dealt the last couple of years. It's just mind-boggling to me that we hamstring the industry Biden hamstring this industry the way he did. But, oh, Cal, the president doesn't control the price of gas. There's so many global vectors that go into that. Stop talking. A couple of texts and we get to some calls. We got open phones at the bottom of the hour. John Holman is going to join us. North Dakota Senator. Nice. John Holman's going to be on and talk about the battles that he's facing. I talked with, we got all those done. Let's see, what was the other ones here? We read that one too. Oh, sorry, I need to scroll down. My bad. We need live cameras in classrooms that only parents have access to. That would be something.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I wouldn't have a problem with that either. I escaped just the junk I see coming into North Dakota on the East Coast. My kids are grown now. While they were in elementary school, it started in Cape Cod, which is now a terrible, dangerous place to live. I still have three brothers living there. They fill me in weekly. Boy, I hear from my friends in Los Angeles, my family in Los Angeles and Vegas and Chicago. I have friends and family that live in north side of Chicago. It's terrible. Hey, just a comment on what your partner just said on the radio. Why do we include social-emotional learning? Because it's part of our state standards and because it goes into whole child teaching, which is also part of our state requirements. Especially in things like the arts and music and what is considered your soft subjects. Ah, good point. There is literally an entire set of state standards for social-emotional learning. I've used them in the past 6 years in relation to music content. Another one. Sorry, public education fires me up. Thanks. Master's degree, it says. Do we need schools to be the all-teaching, the whole person? I mean, I think that there's maybe something that the parents could probably do a better job at there. Again, I'm not in education, so I don't know. And finally, they're already giving Social Security numbers to immigrants crossing the border. It was announced last week. I had heard that. I didn't see anything on that, that they're literally handing out Social Security numbers to these people. I don't know how they do that, though. I mean, who reported on that? And again, that's something that's got to go through the Social Security Administration. You have to know who they are. You know, when you get a Social Security card, you have to, you know, do a birth certificate and the whole deal when you're young and you get a Social Security number early.
So I had to jump through all the hoops to prove I'm me.
I don't think it's that easy.
Who do you say you are? Okay, here's your number.
Yeah. All right, let's get through that. Some calls, wide open phones, 800-228-0550. Leah is in Benedict on the education concerns that we were talking about. Leah, what is on your mind?
Yes, hello there. Regarding the public education funding that is to a great deal extent provided by property taxes, according to some information I recently received from a senior legislator, we allocate about $30,000 per student per year,
mm-hmm.
whereas the average in our in the surrounding states is more like $8,000 per student per year, which is more of the norm. And the standardized testing that we results that we have are less than these lower funded states in this region. So something is off and something needs to be readjusted.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great. Good point. I haven't seen enough of that. One texter in says, the thing that gets missed a lot is the standards are very basic. And they're about creating positive human beings and helping kids to self-regulate and understand others, basically not be jerks. Tim says not to be Richards, but there's nothing in them that anybody released would object if you actually look at the standards. So, all right, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Leah. All right, let's go to, what do we got next? Dana and Judd, China buying land in North Dakota for the corn milling plant in Grand Forks. Dana, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
The deal with China is this. First, to take control of your inputs through the shipping, you know, at the ports. Then you buy up the elevators, and Japan's involved in this, too, you know. They are the ones that attacked Pearl Harbor. You know? And now you've got control of the elevators that set the prices for the farmers here. And they say, you know, like these crushing plants are going to create a new revenue source for the farmers, but now it's coming in the fall here for us, and the prices are dropping like a rock. And actually, the beans are $13.50 from down to like $16.50. Corn is down from $7 to $5.50.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they want the land because they want control of the food. That's why they're buying land everywhere. And these people that are buying it, you know. They're Chinese. It goes to the CCP. That's the way it is. And what we're going to have is instead of them buying our products so that we can make a living, and we're the ones that produce all this. Our fertilizers, our chemicals are sold out.
Yep.
Everything.
I'm not cutting you off. I just have one observation on that when you say they're buying up all the land to control the food. I don't, you know, when I look at the numbers on it, you know, 915 roughly tillable acres in this country, farmable acres in America, 915 million. China has like 200,000 acres of that. I think 192,000 was the latest figure I saw. So I don't, I mean, they would, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
That's 192,000 too many.
Right. Well, I totally agree. No, I totally agree. I totally agree. What I'm saying, I don't know how they control the food with just that, you know, that percentage of acreage is not that much. I mean, they're not even close. But I think when you add in all the foreign owners and all the foreign entities that own land in this country, it's a lot more than 200,000 acres.
It's a start to run the rest broke. And then they come in with the big pot money for the land. And, the people are so sick of fighting this that, you know, they don't take care of us here. They just let us survive. And the proof of that is in our beef and pork production. You know, they're crushing us out. And it's not, you know, the Chinese are being allowed to do this by our leaders.
I know. Yeah, that's what
John Holden's on. Ask them if they think they're going to be so special to the Chinese once they come in and own this. You know, because I can see it happening just as plain as day. They get the land. Now they've got their foot in the door. They crush out some more. The grain gets loaded on the barges that they own.
Yeah, no.
Out to China, and America gets nothing but crap.
Yep, and I don't see how anybody, or be a senator or anybody thinks that that's reason to go sing Kumbaya and let's all hold hands and you know, teach the world to sing or something. It's like, are you kidding? You got to consider the source here.
They just rationalize it by running around and saying, oh, that won't happen. You've been watching it happen for decades.
Yep, and good point.
I'm waiting for the Friday show when Kevin Cramer comes on. There's the Dana from Valley City that asked what the ROI is on those investments in Ukraine. The ROI for us is a debt that we're going to get tacked on our backs to pay back.
Yep, no doubt about that. Yep, it is.
And I'd like Kevin to answer my question, too. when are you ever going to come on and talk to me about my idea? Because, you know, you lay something out with Todd, you've heard it, and if you think that idea through, it would give the people here the money to invest in these plants where we own them instead of, you know, China isn't just buying land. They're buying hotels, amusement parks, theaters. Look it up, and they call it bargain yards.
No doubt. I mean, they're buying, and they, like, they own Smithfield. They're buying, not just them, foreign entities everywhere. All right, Dana, my man, appreciate the call, buddy. Say hi to everybody in Judd for us.
Thank you.
You bet. Anytime. All right, let's see. Scott is in Mandan. Scott on the CRT conversation. Scott, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Just want to clarify a few things.
Yep.
For starters, I don't typically agree with Ms. Paisler and Burgum, but what she's saying about this admin code is true. So you've got the Century Code, which that's where the law that the legislature passed in the special session, that's where that law appears. And then you've got the admin code, which is a complementary document, which is just as important because it provides...
Okay, hey, Scott, hang on just one second. We just got to get to the break here. I want to get you after the break.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means and easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. Glad to have you. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, and for Scotty, a little under the weather today. And issues with the, you can't hardly do this job if you don't have a voice. And it seems to be hitting a lot of friends and family, a little summer allergies or something going on. Todd and I are happy to be here. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, the home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great liquor prices. Great fuel prices. They don't sell liquor. But they do sell gas. And the gasoline, of course, prices are where they are. And because they represent a number of different wholesalers, they can fight for the best prices for you. So keep that in mind. Also, the home of the 4 for $4, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA.
They actually do have a little liquor station in Bismarck. Yeah. So.
Oh, do you? Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have low prices there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, we're also brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Now, I could go through the all the reasons why it's a great time to own a Hot Spring Spa, or all the reasons why it's a great time to own a Finley Osana. But it's 90 degrees outside. So those don't really translate really well. But you know what does? The endless pools and the splash pools. And I'm telling you, the selection is fantastic. If you haven't seen these endless pools, they look like a big hot spring spa. But they have a current in them. They have a treadmill in them, so you can swim in them. They're endless, so the current just keeps going. They're amazing. Or they're, if you just turn everything off, they're just a great little pool in the backyard. Or you can put up the splash pool. And if you're limited on space and, you know, hard to get in and tight between the houses, kind of deal like that, but you still want a pool in the backyard, splash pool is your answer. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, they've got inventory ready to go right now, both the Finley Osanas, the Hot Spring Spas, the splash pools, all of it. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com. Find them in Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck. Fantastic people. Hot Tub Vince and the team, they will take care of you. But, yeah, my friend Jay and Alex have a splash pool. Absolutely love it. Made their summer. So it's not too late to get that done. 22 past the hour, Senator John Hoeven will join us at the bottom of the hour from North Dakota talking about the inflation and what's going on at the southern border. We'll get an update from him. Taking your calls right now, open phones till then. 800-228-0550 is the number. Scott, we were talking about the CRT and the difference between the administrative code and the century code. Continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So if you oppose the teaching of CRT like I do, this is a good thing that this section is, or a section is being added to the admin code. Like I said, that's a complementary legal document to the century code. What's important is the content of this admin code is written the way that we want it to be to accomplish what the special session, the law passed in the special session set out to do, which is to prohibit the teaching of critical race theory. So what this admin code does is it tells school boards to, number one, adopt a policy, and then the bulk of it really is about curriculum review, making that available for parents and the public to review and have a process for comment. And if there are issues in that curriculum that run contrary to the CRT law, you know, have a policy for how that's addressed. So those are all good things. It actually even goes a step further, I think, than what the law says, and it addresses professional development, which there was a lot of talk about these teachers going to in-service and getting education on CRT and bringing that back to the school. So in general, there's some really good things with this admin code. There's a couple things that I think could use some tweaking. For one, everything centers around the official curriculum, the published curriculum. And I think all of us that agree there's problems with what's being taught in school. It's not always necessarily the official curriculum. It's, you know, teachers going off script and introducing topics to their classrooms that may actually not even appear in the official curriculum. So I would like to see something in this admin code about just teaching in general, and I feel that's covered in the law where it says any other curriculum offered by the district or school. That could certainly be any teaching beyond what's in the published curriculum. So I'd like to see something for that. I'd also like to see some penalties. There's other sections of the admin code that include penalties for violating those rules. So what happens if a rogue teacher brings this stuff into their classroom? What's the penalty? And then just a couple other minor tweaks. Again, if you're going to get involved in this discussion and go to the hearing, which I definitely encourage people to do, you need to be familiar with the Century Code that's on the ndlegis.gov website and the section of the admin code that's also on the legislature website. And actually read it. It's fairly short, this proposed section, but you got to be familiar with it if you're going to discuss this at the hearing. But in Section 1, it says the board should have a policy related to critical race theory. I'd like to see that change to prohibiting the teaching of critical race theory as defined in the sentence.
Yeah.
Be specific. Don't just have a policy related to it. Prohibit it.
It always and comes down to language, doesn't it? I mean, it comes down to language and narrative.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Scott, brilliant breakdown on that. I don't have a horse in the fight. I'm in Minnesota. I have my own battles to fight there. But my main takeaway from what you said is, I think that it just a lot of this stuff comes from the occasional teacher that just goes, like you said, rogue. They just kind of, I'm just gonna do this whether the curriculum says I can or not. And maybe that takes a lot of the air out of the room, but really good breakdown. Appreciate it, man.
Sure thing.
All right. Have a good one. Let's go to, what do we got here? We got John in Fargo on the Chinese buying North Dakota land, the Fufang or whatever it is thing. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about them trying to buy all the land in the United States or wherever, but what I would worry about is they get a foothold in these different crop fields in every state. We know that they're into biological warfare. They could put something in some of these fields that would spread to the other fields, rendering our crops useless or some kind. Remember a few years ago we got those these packets of these weird seeds coming from China?
That kind of
disappeared, but I read some things, people, they didn't know what the heck they were, and then some said, oh, it was nothing. But that's what I would be worried about, them I guess salting the earth or having some kind of a biological incident there that would spread through all the crops, and that would be another attack on our system. So anyway, conspiracy, call me, put my tin hat on, but it's plausible. I mean, they can't. There's just too much for them to buy everything up, but I wouldn't put it past those
TCP
to get involved with that. But that's what I got. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, John. You bet. Appreciate the call. That's the long game to me. The rhetoric that came out about releasing that video looked like a Tom Cruise movie, and they're going to shoot Nancy Pelosi's plane out of the air and blah, blah, blah. That would be them resorting to some kind of a knee-jerk reaction and some kind of short game. They are not going to do that. What John just said, I think, is a big, I mean, that's the long game, okay? That's tactics. And that would, and then you got to look at all this fentanyl that's pouring through the southern border. Tons of it. We have tons of it in the country right now. In tons, T-O-N-S, tons. There aren't enough drug addicts on the planet to do that much fentanyl. So why bring it, why have that much? And then you're talking about nefarious characters doing evil things. Boy, thinking about that makes me sit up and take notice. All right, a couple of calls we'll get to after the break. Gene, you're on, and Jeff, you're on deck. And then we're going to talk with Senator John Hovind from North Dakota. John weighing in on whatever's on his radar. If you got any questions for him, 800-228-0550. I will leave it to you. All right, so what's on your mind? Be right back.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, the nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Seen the skyline of New York.
Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn filling in for Scotty today. A little under the weather today. Happy that you're here. We're at 28 in front of the top of the hour. Senator John Holden going to be joining us shortly here on the program. Talk about whatever's on his radar. I got to imagine it's a lot with the southern border and the China deal. I mean, I don't really know what else it can be focused on, right? I mean, we're all aware of inflation and what the prices at the gas pump, the grocery store, and everything else are. But there's no easy short-term fix to any of that. Just give it a couple of years, I guess, is what we have to. But the primaries, Todd, did you see some of the primary results from yesterday around the country? It's pretty.
Yeah.
Couple of those races, I love it when they say they're too close to call. Really? Are they really? We'll see. All right, we want to get some calls in here while we're waiting for Senator Hoven to call in. Jeff is in Jamestown, Committee on Foreign Investments. Jeff, what's on your mind, sir?
All right, here's the deal. The Committee on Foreign Investment was started in 1974 and 75 by Jerry Ford.
Yep.
And in 77, Carter gave the president sole power to pooch any deal of a foreign entity buying property in the U.S. or companies or what have you. This committee is chaired by not the Federal Reserve, but the Secretary of the Treasury. And Homeland Security's on here. The Defense Department's on here. Everybody's on the committee. So why do we have JBS owning the feed yards? Why do we have China own a soup field? Didn't anybody look at this? And I hear
it makes you wonder.
Ringing. Yeah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I didn't vote to sell Smithfield to them, but we let it happen. But I have all the disasters from it.
Yeah, that's a great. Exactly.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, we're all dealing with it.
Yap and talk and yap, and nothing gets done. We're still buying 90% of our pharmaceuticals. Helena, Chinese firm, is controlling I don't know how much of the chemical market for ag, and we're not getting anywhere. Well, somebody better grab the ball, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it, brother. He's right. You know, it just seems like when Senator Hoven is on with us, John. Hey, Senator, how are you, by the way? Welcome back.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Greetings to you. Greetings to your listeners.
Good. Thanks for making some time today. I know it was kind of a last-minute thing, but topic of discussion is kind of as really they want us to pay attention to whether Nancy Pelosi is going to get shot out of the sky or not. I could really care less. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But meanwhile, at the southern border, meanwhile, our farmland, and a lot of it's coming from China. I bring up the point, John, about, you know, they may be buying farmland here or trying to buy farmland or buy, you know, access around our Air Force bases or this. Clearly, the Chinese government and the CCP are nefarious. They are not up to good things. But then I think about the border that's open and the amount of Chinese-made fentanyl that's coming into this country by the ton now. And I just, when you put this all together, China is no friend in any way. So why would we even think about any of this? It's kind of mind-boggling to us.
Yeah, it is, no question. It's a big concern. And we have to push back. And you bring up many good examples, and we've got to push back on all of them. We have to take a tough stance with China. We have to take a tough stance with Russia, with Iran, with all our adversaries, and deal from a position of strength. And so, so you cite a whole range of things that we need to be concerned about, and including the border. And as you know, I was just down again a couple weeks ago to the Mexican border. And while I was down there, they made a bust I think same day or the day after I was there, the day before I was there, I mean, like a million fentanyl pills came in across the border.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, here we have this open border. We need to secure that border. We need a border wall. We need to reinforce the kind of policies that the Trump administration had in place and secure that border. We need to do more manufacturing in this country. We need to stand up to China militarily. Very concerned about they're acquiring any companies. Your last caller talked about Smithfield in this country.
Yeah.
Not to mention the concentration we already have in the cattle market. So I think in all these areas, yeah, we have to push back and take a tough stance.
When you say push back, how do you do that? I mean, how do you, we can yell at them or try and wish it away, but what's the actual process to push back on that? Do we cancel these deals?
Obviously, we have to stand up to them militarily. We have to make sure that we continue to have better technology than they do. We have to find ways to keep them from stealing our technology. We can't let them acquire strategic assets in this country. That's why I heard you guys were talking about CFIUS, which is the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. They need to take a look at any deal, any acquisition, and make sure that that they don't allow it, if there's any kind of security risk. So it's all these things and more where we've got to, I don't know how you put, push back, stand up to China, stop the things they're doing that in any way put our national security at risk. A lot of the things we produce in this, we're buying from them now, whether it's pharmaceuticals, whether it's microchips, whether it's military components of any kind, we have to make sure we're doing those things here so we're not dependent on them. Critical minerals. We're getting critical minerals from China. We need to mine those things here. And that means we need a change in how this administration does things. Look at this tax and spend bill now that Manchin and Schumer are pushing. They got a big tax and spend bill. That's exactly the wrong thing to do. We need less government regulation, less government tax, strong support for our military, strong support for law enforcement, securing the border, standing up to our adversaries. This administration is not doing those things. We got to get back to those fundamentals and do those things.
It's hard to find anything they really are doing that's anything productive or, positive. I keep looking, but I'm looking for the Build Back Better. I'm yet to see it. When you were at the border, John, one of our friends texted about Laura Logan had a report that apparently the Border Patrol are handing out Social Security numbers. And I thought, to me, I question everything. You know me. Right away I'm going, how would that happen? The Social Security Administration would have to know who the person is, have documentation, which they all seem to be leaving at the river when they come into the country. I don't know how the CBP would have Social Security numbers to issue. Did you see any of that, or can you confirm or deny any of that down there?
Well, my understanding, and I can double check it, but my understanding is that they were giving, in essence, some kind of work permit, so that then when these when people who came here illegally are turned over to these NGOs, these non-government organizations, that then, give them either a plane ticket or a bus ticket to wherever it is that, they indicate they want to go. And the Customs and Border Protection and DHS is giving them, in essence, a document that says they're supposed to show up for a court hearing regarding their claim for asylum, but the court's backlogged, so they don't even show, they're not even scheduled for like 4 or 5 years, and of course they don't show up, which is what I'm saying the Biden administration their policies, they are not enforcing the law because they should not be allowed into the country on that basis. They should, we should have the third safe country or the Remain in Mexico policy where they can apply for asylum, but they can't come here, disappear into our society and never trump for a court date. But I think as part of that, they're getting a work permit so that then where they go, they can actually work. And so I think that may be what she's talking about.
See, to me, too, it's like a work permit, so you can just go ahead and get a job, and here we go. And I go back to, remember the term pathway to citizenship? That's the only thing I can think about with to the why of, you know, you follow the money, you question, why would you leave the border open the way it is? Well, you want to flood the country with, you know, people, and you get all these, and then the standard narrative is we're going to send them to these different districts and change the demographic of the voter, you know, et cetera, and never win an election again. Two things. I don't think they're coming to this country. For the most part, I think most of those people are coming to this country for a better life, but I don't know that they're getting it, number one. You know, you come to this country, you don't have a job, and I don't know, you may get a work permit, but where are you going to work? Can employers employ illegal residents of the country legally? I mean, I suppose they can with that card, but this whole thing just is mind-boggling to me that there's some sort of virtuous reasoning behind all of it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, that's why I'm saying the Biden policies are creating an open border. In other words, Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol, the Department of Public Safety, our National Guard, who's down there as well as other National Guard from other states, they can't do their job because they're down there. Certainly, they detain. Can you still hear me?
I can hear him. I can hear you, John.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said maybe you'd...
It sounded like Kevin couldn't hear you, but I can hear you, so...
Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Well, the whole point is, because they're not enforcing the policies that require people to apply for asylum from outside the country, and then if they are truly determined that they deserve asylum under our laws, then letting them in essence, they're letting them all come in. And like we say, they end up, you know, disappearing into our society. They don't show up for our court dates. That's a function of the policy. So, again, it goes back to if you implemented the policies that were in place during the Trump administration, the third safe country, Remain in Mexico, and Public Health Order 42, 90% of these claims for asylum would not qualify. And so, again, that's why I say it's the administration's policies that are creating the open border because they're just letting them in.
Yeah, it sounds like Kevin got a power bump. That's what happened over there. Okay. Okay, so
right,
John,
well, I still got you. Maybe you got tired of listening. Had something else.
Never. Never in a million. What else are you working on out there in D.C.?
Well, the biggest one right now is we're trying to stop this new tax and spend bill. It's mind-boggling how, you know, when we've got inflation, that's running, as high as it has in 40 years, and people are just, whether it's at the gas pump or the grocery store or anywhere else, here Democrats come with more tax and more spending that's just going to make inflation worse. So you already got a situation where inflation is a tax on everybody. I mean, you know, that's the cruelest tax of all because lower income people pay disproportionately more of their share as a result of inflation, when they go to the gas pump or buy groceries or whatever else. So you already got the tax of inflation. And then on top of it, they're coming with more tax and spend. So it's exactly the wrong thing to do. And they're trying to pass it through reconciliation, which is a vehicle where they could advance it with just Democrat votes. And so we're doing everything we can to try to stop that. And you saw, obviously, Manchin signed on to agreement with Schumer, which we just are quite surprised. I've known Manchin since he was in our governor days, and now here in the Senate. So we're surprised and disappointed. But also at this point, we don't know if Sinema's on board. We're hoping she's not.
Senator and John Elvin, up against the break here. Up against the break. Hang on just a second more. What's in your...
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Attention farmers, harvest season is right around the corner. Don't let a lack of storage slow down your operation. We have over 50 broad grain bins in stock. But don't wait, they will go fast. We also offer repair and maintenance services to damaged and existing bins. Our team will make sure that you have the best storage solutions to keep your farm moving at full speed. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Not only the new Buicks and GMCs, but the vast majority of the pre-owned vehicles. And you can get some deals. You're thinking, I would love a Yukon XL Denali. Well, get this. A 2019 that was $53,275 is now $42,888. Cadillac XT5 that was $41,575 is now $31,480, and with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, absolutely free to give you peace of mind. Check out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com. And Kevin's back on What's in Your Mind.
Turn that song back up. Phone, but it ain't my fault. That's going to be my new theme song, guys. All of this is it ain't my fault. I didn't vote for any of it. So there you go.
Something I can do about the gas prices.
I know. Hey, we're also brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. We understand that success on your farm is dependent on storage. It's the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. of A. Gateway provides you with Brock salad bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, much more. They've helped farmers customize their operations. It's their mission. Do the same for you. From planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing the Gateway will get you there. The best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on the Brock salad bins as well. Info online at gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. I hung out with those folks up at the Big Ag Show that was out the fairgrounds in Fargo. Great people. Boy, they really take a lot of pride in what they do. We're on with Senator John Hoeven for our last segment. We were going into the break talking a little bit about this the inflation, and during the break just chatting a little bit. And I commented, John, it amazes me that people in leadership at this level look at this tax and spend nonsense to solve inflation and say, yeah, that's a great idea. Meanwhile, all the other economists around the globe are telling them, no, that isn't how you fight inflation at all. Why do they, what world are they living in that they think this is how you fix this?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, that's exactly right. I mean, right now we've got inflation at 9.1%, but, you know, the highest it's been, like I say, in 40 years. But we also have shrinking GDP. The gross domestic product has now actually decreased both for the first quarter of this year and the second quarter. 1.6 the first quarter, 0.9% the second quarter. So two quarters of actual decline in gross domestic product combined with, all, you know, over 9% inflation. That's stagflation. We haven't had stagflation since, you know, late 70s, early 80s, and that's a combined hit for working people because they see the value of their wages, their buying power actually diminish because of the combination of the stagnant economy and of course inflation. And then here comes the Democrat policy where they're going to raise your taxes. They're talking about putting a tax that essentially half of it's going to go on manufacturing at a time when we're trying to do more manufacturing in this country. And so what's going to happen, right, guys? All the goods manufactured in this country, when you put a tax on them, they're going to be more expensive. So when you go to the store and buy them, you're paying more, not less, and they're doing that right in the middle of inflation. Or let me give you another example. They want to put a tax on methane, in essence, natural gas. So then as we produce oil and gas in the country, it costs more. They want to raise royalty rates for oil and gas production on federal lands. Guess what that's going to do to the price of gas at the pump? It's going to raise it. So yeah, they're making the problem. Their policies have created the problem with stagflation, and now they're doubling down on it with this bill. They're going to increase IRS funding for the IRS by $124 billion. Can you imagine?
So,
I mean, again, it's just, no, that's why we're just doing everything we can to fight this thing. And I hope, at least at this point, Senator Sinema's not on board. And so, you know, I myself and others have been visiting her, and we're trying to keep her to say, hey, help us stop this thing. This is not good for the country.
Well, I think that would be better for her position as well. Lyle is in Fargo, has a question for Senator Hoeven. Lyle, what's on your mind? Lyle, go ahead.
I'm on your road, but I've got an observation and a point I want to bring up. I consider myself a conservative, but I back a lot of the policies and beliefs of the Republican Party. But I think the Republican Party as a whole is doing themselves in with this campaign that they have going on. I've heard of Charlie Kirk's show yesterday, but this morning I counted it, and already this morning I've had 12 texts asking for money from the Republican Party. And this,
Lyle, what's your question, though? Get a question in here. We don't have much time.
Okay. How do you justify badgering your supporters this many times a day for money? Money is tight, and don't you feel that that's kind of hurting your chances with the grassroots people that are Republican supporting the Republican Party?
Well, you got to fundraise, I guess, John.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, Lyle makes a point. I mean, I get it. You know, you have to do some fundraising, but sometimes when you know, you're getting a lot of letters or emails or texts asking for money, I agree. I think that can get kind of tough. And so hopefully, you know, as folks do that, you know, whether it's Republican or anyone else, you know, there's a lot of different outfits raising money that
yeah.
are cognizant.
I'll tell you this.
I get what he's saying. I hear you, Lyle.
Nobody asks for money like Trump does, man. You should see the emails he sends out. Thanks, Senator Holman. We got to go. God bless you tomorrow.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reduce.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.